Good morning and welcome to your Catholic News Update for Friday, the 23rd of September. Well, all our stories this morning come courtesy of Rome Reports, who've been following closely the Pope's visit to his homeland, which began yesterday. So let's go through it chronologically. The Holy Father left Rome at 8:15 a.m. on Thursday morning for what was his, or what is his, 21st trip abroad. After a two-hour flight, he was greeted by German President Christian Wolff and by Chancellor Angela Merkel. The Pope also took the time to greet a group of children who gave him flowers and recited poetry upon his arrival. During his flight, the Pope had some interesting things to say about the sexual abuse crisis, and Rome Reports was there.
During his flight to Berlin, the Pope said to some extent he understands the reasoning of those who choose to leave the church because of its sex abuse scandals. But he also said being part of a church is not like being part of a cultural association, where one can leave if the group doesn't meet expectations. So the Pope asked those who are leaving the church because of the scandals to stay and help fight the problem from within.
I can understand that with such information, especially if the victim is someone close, one can say, this is not my church. The church was a humanizing force for me, a force of morals. If its representatives do the opposite, I'm leaving. It's important to know that being part of the church is not like being in an association. Instead, it's like being on the boat of the Lord, where there are good fish and bad fish.
During his meeting with the press, the Pope also said he thinks those who oppose his visit have a right to protest, as long as the protest is civilized.
I respect all who express disagreement. It's part of our freedom. We must take note that those who oppose Catholicism are strong in our society. When this opposition is shown in a civil way, I'm not opposed to it.
The Pope added that he knows there are many people in Germany who welcome him with open arms. Especially, he said, because they are convinced there's a great need for convictions, a strong moral force, and a strong presence of God.
The Pope's official welcome came later on at the President's residence, known as Berlin's Bellevue Castle. In it, he explained why he decided to visit his home country. I have not come here primarily to pursue political or economic goals, but rather to meet people and to speak about God.
In a speech, he reflected on how religion that's based on true freedom helps build stronger societies.
Religion is one of the foundations of a successful social life. Just as religion has the need for freedom, so also freedom has the need of religion.
The Pope went on to highlight that liberty develops when it has the responsibility of a greater good.
I can truly develop as a free person only by using my powers also for the welfare of others.
From the presidential castle, the Pope also referred to the so-called dark pages of German history.
A clear look at the past, even at its dark pages, enables us to learn from it and to receive an impetus for the present.
Before ending his first meeting, the Pope proposed a solution to end society's rampant indifference. He called for a type of dynamism that can engage all human sectors.
It needs this in a world which requires a profound cultural renewal and the rediscovery of fundamental values upon which to build a better future.
After the speech, the Pope held a private meeting with Germany's president.
During his speech before Germany's parliament, the Pope challenged all politicians to recognize right from wrong. Upon arrival, he was greeted with a long applause by his fellow German countrymen. Even though roughly 100 members of parliament boycotted his speech, their absence went mostly unnoticed, since some of their seats were occupied by former members of parliament.
In his speech, the Pope talked, among other things, about the Nazis' rise to power and the importance of recognizing human rights. He went on to reflect on how a legislator or lawmaker can distinguish between good and evil.
For most of the matters that need to be regulated by law, the support of the majority can be sufficient criterion. Yet it's evident that for the fundamental issues of law, in which the dignity of man and of humanity is at stake, the majority principle is not enough.
Germany's past was also part of his speech. He described the anti-Nazi resistance fighters as heroes because they knew how to distinguish right from wrong. They knew it was just a fight against something that was lawful, yet unfair. He also highlighted that Christianity has never imposed a so-called body of law to the state or to society, but rather it has appealed to nature and reason as true sources of law. Along those same lines, the Pope said that when judgment is based only on functionality, justice becomes endangered. He also called for, quote, human ecology, which focuses on having respect for human nature.
There is also an ecology of man. Man, too, has a nature that he must respect and that he cannot manipulate at will. Man is not merely based on self-creating freedom. Man does not create himself. He is intellect and will, but he is also nature, and his will is rightly ordered if he listens to his nature, respects it, and accepts himself for who he is, as one who did not create himself.
The Pope added that having faith in a God who created humankind and nature and also blessed people with dignity has allowed the West to recognize the equality of all men.
The conviction that there is a creator, a God, is what gave rise to the idea of human rights. The idea of the equality of all people before the law, the recognition of the inviolability of human dignity in every single person, and the awareness of people's responsibility for their actions. Our cultural memory is shaped by these rational insights.
In closing, he asked all European politicians to protect the standards of justice that are now part of Western tradition. But there was also room for laughter. The president of Germany's parliament accidentally stepped on the Pope's cassock. It drew some smiles, including one from Chancellor Angela Merkel.
During the day, the Pope met with Germany's Jewish community. In his speech, the Pope mourned the horrible memory and acts of the Nazi regime. He also said that Christians must recognize their inner affinity with Judaism. He added that a way to strengthen hope in God is by engaging common dialogue. To top off his busy first day, and that's it, we're still on the first day here, the Pope celebrated Mass with 74,000 faithful in Berlin's Olympic Stadium.
Surrounded by tens of thousands of people in Berlin's Olympic Stadium, the Pope celebrated Mass. He reflected on the parable of the grapevine as a way to symbolize unity not only in the Church, but also in the Eucharist.
I am the true vine actually means I am you and you are I, an unprecedented identification of the Lord with us, His Church.
The stadium was transformed into an improvised church where the dome framed the night sky. Sitting close to the altar was the president of Germany's parliament and his wife. Next to them was Chancellor Angela Merkel. Amid this striking setting, the Pope said the message of the grapevine can also help those who at times feel helpless or alone.
In such times of hardship, we can sometimes feel as if we ourselves were in the winepress, like grapes being utterly crushed. But we know that if we are joined to Christ, we become mature wine. God can transform into love even the burdensome and oppressive aspects of our lives.
The Pope recognized some of the challenges the Church is currently going through, but he invited people to not only focus on the negative, but also on the strengths of the Church.
The sad experience is that the Church contains both good and bad fish, wheat and darnel, and if only these negative aspects are taken into account, then the great and deep mystery of the Church is no longer
seen.
It was the first of many Masses Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate during his four-day visit in his home country.
Well, that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. God bless, and we'll see you next week.